brought to you by Penguin.
The Little Penguin Bookshop by Joanna Toy. Read by Katie Sobey. To booksellers everywhere, thank you for keeping the printed word alive. Chapter 1. August 1939.
It's beautiful, Uncle Charlie, but you shouldn't have.
Ha, but I did.
Carrie Anderson lifted the silver bangle from the velvet bed in its leather box. She'd been named for her uncle, Caroline to his Charles, and he'd always had a soft spot for her, and for her twin, Johnny. Johnny was watching now, along with her parents, as her uncle clasped the bangle around her wrist and fastened the safety chain. Thrilled, Carrie turned her hand this way and that, so the ivy leaves engraved on it caught the light.
You spoil him, Charlie. You really do.
Carrie's father, Norman, shook his head at his brother.
Oh, well, it's not like I've got kids of my own, is it?
Charlie grinned, leaning back in the best armchair and pulling out his cigarettes. Carrie's mother, Mary, immediately edged the Bakelite ashtray closer to him on the little oak side table. Last time Charlie had called, he'd dropped some glowing ash on the rug. He'd been in the middle of one of his stories, as usual, waving his arms about and keeping everyone in stitches. No one else had noticed, and Mary hadn't liked to interrupt and make a fuss. But she could still see the tiny scorch mark.
Yes, very nice, Carrie, but if you've quite finished showing off, is it my turn now?
Johnny raised an ironic eyebrow.
Oh, go on then, you martyr,
Carrie teased, giving her brother an affectionate swipe.
I'm 5 minutes older than you, though, don't forget, so it's only right I go first.
So you are, and you'll be sorry about that when we're 80.
Carrie pulled a face at him. Privately, though, she admitted it was good of Johnny to have waited. Uncle Charlie's gifts were always something special. Johnny unwrapped his own birthday present, another leather box, which he opened, gasped at, then turned around so that everyone could see the contents, a tie pin and cufflinks.
Oh, wow! Thanks, Uncle Charlie!
They weren't just any old cufflinks and tie pin. The links were in the shape of a plane, and there was another perched on the bar of the pin.
Well, planes are your pigeon, so to speak, aren't they?
Grinned Charlie. Having lit up, he snapped his lighter shut.
I dare say you can tell me exactly what model they are and what's wrong with the design.
I wouldn't dream of it, Johnny shot back. They're great, honestly.
It's really very generous of you, Charlie, said Mary, as Charlie waved her comment away. This time, fortunately, with no ash hanging from the tip of his craven A. Trust Charlie, with his big ideas, she thought, to smoke a brand named after Lord Craven and his special tobacco mixture. Mary had meant what she said, but Charlie's generosity only pointed up that she and Norman could never have afforded such lavish gifts. Their presents to Carrie had been a pair of stockings, some scent, only Yardley's Lily of the Valley, but it was her favourite, and a handkerchief sachet Mary had embroidered from a pattern in Woman's Weekly. Johnny had had some new collars, a pot of shaving soap, and a hand-knitted sleeveless jersey. Mind you, that was more than some in their street would have got for their 18th birthday. The Andersons' newsagent and stationery shop provided a fair income, but there wasn't much left over for luxuries. And goodness knew they worked for what they had, what with Norman up at 5 to do the papers with Carrie's help, and someone having to be behind the counter till the sign was finally turned from open to closed at 6 o'clock. They worked hard 6 days a week and half a day on Sundays, especially on Sundays, so that the other folk could enjoy their day of rest with the help of the News of the World, the Express, the Mail, or the Sunday Pictorial. Then there was the ordering, the stock-taking, and the books to balance. Almost every evening, once tea had been cleared.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?